Hi, we are the Husky Cows from Northeastern University and Williams College, and we are excited to share with you our team poster for the 2020 Student Cluster Competition. Our team members range from third year to fifth year students, studying a wide range of topics from computer science to economics to art. Our team lead this year is Chris Bunn, who will be working on the MEM-XCT application with Peter Zhao, our system administrator. Ritvik Rao will be focusing on CESM, and Andrew Jacob will be working on GrowMax. Lastly, the benchmarks will be run by Carmen Liang and Carolina Bins. As a team, we have established a cloud configuration that we think will be the most successful for the applications and benchmarks selected for this year. For the competition, we will designate a CycleCloud cluster for each individual workload. While preparing our workloads, all of our team members have become familiar with Slurm, so we will continue to use Slurm on our clusters for workload management. In addition, we will use a persistent BGFS cluster for file storage purposes. For MPI-based applications, we will use OpenMPI where possible. For instances that rely only on CPU resources, our plan is to use AMD instances. The core per dollar performance of these instances is better compared to Intel and will help us maximize our budget. For each workload, our team chose the cluster configuration with both performance and price point in mind. One of the most important aspects of our competition approach is our cloud strategy and budget. During the first training period, our team chose to divide up the budget evenly amongst the workloads. Based on the knowledge we gained in the first training session, we adjusted our budget accordingly as we moved into the second training session. When the competition begins, we will start by running all of the applications simultaneously, which includes CESM, GrowMax, MEM-XCT, and the mystery application. Once the output of all applications has been verified, we will move on to the benchmarks. This budget-focused approach ensures we will maximize the available funds. Additionally, we have utilized a Grafana dashboard to monitor our spending, which we will continue to do throughout the duration of the competition.
Our strengths. Our team combines the skill sets and backgrounds of students from both Northeastern University and Williams College. We're excited to bring members from Williams on board, bringing a fresh perspective to our competition approach from previous years. Combined with our thorough optimization approach and hardware choices, we have a strong path to victory. Our diverse backgrounds are represented by a range of experience with rising third, fourth, and fifth years majoring in computer science, computer engineering, mathematics, economics, and art history. We also have hands-on experience at companies such as Intel, Microsoft, Alteryx, Acacia Communications, Analogic, JP Morgan, and MongoDB, as well as research organizations such as MIT Lincoln Labs and MITRE. We're also involved in various campus clubs and have leadership roles in organizations such as the Society of Women Engineers and Underrepresented Identities in CS, as well as volunteered to increase accessibility to STEM education and build community through QuestBridge and Out in STEM. Optimization strategies. In preparing for the competition, our team laid out a general strategy to apply to all of our benchmarks and applications. Though not all of the steps are applicable to every workload, they provided us with a starting point for optimization. With each of the following steps, team members tracked changes in performance. The steps included running the application on the discovery cluster with a basic workload and recording baseline measurements, enabling multi-core support, single and multi-GPU support, and/or multi-node support, tuning application-specific parameters, graphing the data collected on performance improvements and scalability to make decisions about the ideal configuration, and then transferring workload files to Azure CycleCloud and recompiling using optimal workload parameters. To minimize cloud spending, we'll be using the Discovery cluster to tune our workload parameters before transferring it to CycleCloud. We also use hardware on Discovery that is as similar to our planned CycleCloud SKUs as possible. Beyond this general strategy, team members utilized several more advanced techniques depending on their application. These efforts include swapping out core libraries, unraveling nested loops, and hand-selecting compiler optimizations. While the gain from these techniques may be less significant to our standard strategy, we believe it'll help set us apart from the competition. Finally, we want to thank our advisors and sponsors, the Northeastern Information Technology Services, the Newcar Research Lab at Northeastern, Professor David Keeley at Northeastern University, and Professor Kelly Shaw at Williams College.